It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Barbie Heck. She is the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Just had a big golf tournament over last weekend. We'll talk a little about that and some of the successes and the fun that was had there. But their luncheon is coming up on the 19th. It's going to be up at USU Eastern's alumni room, and it's Meet the Candidates. We'll get into that, talk a little about that. Of course, we've got some ribbon cuttings, some grand openings, all those good things that the Chamber always does for the good businesses and the good people here in the Carbon County area. Barbie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's dive right in and talk about the golf tournament that just happened. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it, had a good time, and I'm sure everybody had a good time. But the most important part is probably raised a good chunk of change for not only the chamber, but for that first responders banquet as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So the weather was so beautiful both days, Friday and Saturday. Our tournament is we do scheduled tee times on Friday, and then we have a shotgun start on Saturday, and it was absolutely perfect. The winner of the tournament was a Zions Bank team, and they were all from Intermountain Electronics. Bobby Houston, Derek Martinez, John Ruggieri, and Joey Penovich were the winners of the tournament. And then our raffle raised a lot of cash for the First Responders Banquet, which will be held on Wednesday, December 6th. So last year, we had $4,000 in cash prizes to give away to the nurses, because it was a nurses' banquet last year. This year, it'll be a First Responders Banquet again, but I don't have all the figures, the total yet, but I will definitely be close to that same amount.
And it's just great that, you know, you guys are willing to do that. And we'll talk more about the First Responders Banquet the closer that it gets in December.
Sure.
All right. So let's talk about this. The luncheon coming up on the 19th. It's going to be at the alumni room on the campus of USU Eastern. And it's Meet the Candidates. Who all have we got coming out for this one? From what cities?
So this year we have contested races in Price City and East Carbon. So we have invited all of those candidates to come and introduce themselves to our attendees. So
we'll get that, and you'll get some of the insights on what they want to do, and maybe they want to stay the course, or maybe they want to switch it up and change a few things. But you can always get a good read on what they want to do at these Meet the Candidates events, and it's always good to make sure that you go to those ones. And this time around, you're going to do a community spotlight just to keep the time more for the candidates, and that community spotlight is for who?
Miss Carbon County Scholarship Organization. So you're right. This month, well, there won't be any business spotlights because we wanted to give the candidates as much time as possible because there are quite a few. But we will have the community spotlight for the Miss Carbon County Scholarship Organization.
All right. And once again, this is a luncheon. So I would assume that USU is going to be providing lunch up there.
Yes.
And when are you looking? If you want to go to this, when do you need to know by?
We'd like to know by Friday, October 13th. But if it's the week of the luncheon, we do usually leave some seats open. So please give us a call at the office, 435-637-2788. We don't want you to miss this. We want you to come meet the candidates.
And there is of course, there's a fee for this as well. And mm-hmm. It's if you're a non-chamber member or a chamber member, the price is different, correct?
Correct. If you're a chamber member, the price is $18. If you're not a chamber member, it's $25.
All right. So you'll have those options. And then you also said something about you're going to put it on your Facebook page as well.
Yes, we will.
So if you can't make it.
Mm-hmm. We'll be recording each of the candidate spots and posting them on our Facebook and Instagram pages.
All right. So that's going on once again on the 19th. That's the luncheon. It's a Meet the Candidates luncheon mm-hmm. in the alumni room of USU Eastern. And then you're also going to have a ribbon cutting, and that's coming up this week. And it's on Thursday. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes.
And that'll be at, I've got Healing Horizons and WorkPoint Services.
Yes. So just watch our social media pages for the address. Healing Horizons and WorkPoint Occupational Medicine are doing a ribbon cutting for their new facility on Thursday at noon.
All right. And then another one to keep an eye out for, because it will be coming up as well, is the grand opening of the SureStay, and that's going to be on the 20th?
It's going to be on Friday the 20th. I don't have all the details yet, but so just watch our social media pages because this will be a party you don't want to miss.
All right. So once again, get in and make your reservations for the luncheon. It's a Meet the Candidates luncheon going on October 19th up on the campus of USU Eastern in the alumni room. They would like for you to RSVP by the 13th if you can, so they have a head count for lunch. We've got the ribbon cuttings coming up, and then we're into November, and it's almost Christmas time.
That's crazy.
Doesn't take long to get it here, does it?
I know, it really doesn't.
All right, once again, Barbie, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.